There's a case before the Michigan Supreme Court, and it's asking this question. How much can the government take from you if you don't pay your property taxes? Right now, the law allows counties and the state to foreclose and auction off homes with property tax debts. If they sell the property for more than the homeowner owed, the government gets to keep that surplus. The lawsuit says that's unconstitutional. And as Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, some warn and others hope, it could unravel Michigan's tax foreclosure system.
This story is about a technical legal question, but it's also about who wins and who loses in the current system. Shantae Fowler lost just about everything. It started in 2008 when she lost her longtime job. She had some savings and decided to start her own small business. But between chronic illness and a lot of bad luck, she ended up in a bad spot.
I fell into some financial difficulties and I ended up owing taxes on my home. And it got to the point where they got really behind.
Fowler had a little house in Romulus that she bought for $7,000 in 2011. She tried to get help from a state program for struggling homeowners, but they denied her. So she got in a payment plan with Wayne County. Fowler made as many payments as she could, but she was still falling behind.
I contacted the Wayne County treasurer, trying to get an extension or help, and they never called me back until after the home had gone into foreclosure.
Under Michigan law, counties, or in 9 counties, the state, foreclose on homes after property taxes are delinquent for 3 years. With interest and fees, Fowler owed Wayne County almost $10,000. She thought about buying the house back when the county put it up for auction, but that didn't work out.
A guy just slapped $43,000 down and bought it, and I was like, wait, what?
Wayne County netted more than $33,000 from that sale. In November, attorney Christina Martin told the Michigan Supreme Court that's unconstitutional. Martin is with the Pacific Legal Foundation. That group filed a lawsuit on behalf of a man who owned property in Oakland County. According to Martin, the man accidentally underpaid his property taxes 1 year by $8.41. He paid his taxes in subsequent years.
But to collect $8.41, Oakland County foreclosed on his house, sold it for $24,500, and kept all $24,500.
There's something called the Takings Clause in both the federal and Michigan constitutions. It prohibits the government from taking private property without providing just compensation to the property owner.
That logically means that when government's collecting on a debt, a property tax debt included, that the government can take the property and sell it, but then they can only keep as much as it's rightfully entitled to.
Counties and the state are fighting this argument hard. Attorney John Bursch argued the case for Oakland County. He told the Supreme Court that delinquent taxpayers get more than 2 years' worth of notice before the government forecloses and opportunities to redeem their property. Bursch said after that whole process is exhausted, the government isn't really taking the property. The owner is giving it up.
At any time during the 2.5-year minimum 7 notice process, an owner can simply sell the property, pay the back taxes, and keep any excess. This is not a forced taking as in eminent domain. It's a voluntary relinquishment for failing to act.
So far, Michigan courts have agreed with this argument. But for the government, it's not just about the principle. It's about what a ruling against them would do to the whole system.
I think what could end up happening with this is that a lot of really good work could be erased by a single case, which never should have gone through the foreclosure process in the first place.
That's Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee. He used to be the Genesee County Treasurer and helped revamp Michigan's tax foreclosure law in 1999. Kildee says the idea behind that was to streamline the foreclosure process and get abandoned properties back on the tax rolls faster. In most Michigan counties, the county treasurer acts as a tax collector for cities and townships. It reimburses them up front out of a revolving fund, then puts whatever it collects back in the fund, along with any profits from auctioning off foreclosed properties. Kildee says this lawsuit would force counties to return that surplus to any former property owner.
Even if it's an absentee landlord or a slumlord who has ripped a community off for years and years and years. And I think that creates a situation where the county treasurers have no resources available to them to deal with the properties that are a blight and that are abandoned and that are ruining neighborhoods.
That would be a more compelling argument if counties actually behaved that way.
That's Jerry Paffendorf, co-founder and CEO of Loveland Technologies. Loveland has studied and tracked tax foreclosures in Wayne County and Detroit, where about one-third of all properties have gone through tax foreclosure since 2008. Paffendorf says this lawsuit has no interest in how the law has created more blight and abandonment in Detroit through mass foreclosures. And yet,
it does speak, in my opinion, to why it's gone on for so long without a lot of changes, which is that counties really do make a lot of money when people pay their taxes late and then when their properties go to the auction.
That's because when counties collect back property taxes, the law allows them to tack on hefty interest and fees. So many county treasurers end up sitting on a big pile of money, and county governments want a piece of it. Eric Lufer is president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. He says many counties have tapped into that money to fill budget holes.
Now, is this the right pot of money to look to? Many would argue not. But they have used these revolving funds as a source of revenue.
Lufer thinks this case has the potential to shake up that system and prompt Lansing to rethink what he calls Michigan's over-reliance on property taxes to fund services. But in terms of the legal question at hand,
there's clearly a fairness question there, but there's a due process system in place.
Lufer says he'd be surprised if the Michigan Supreme Court goes in a completely different direction from the lower courts. And even if they do rule against the government,
in all likelihood, they'll say, it's broken, go fix it. They're not going to dictate a solution.
The government argues that undoing the current tax foreclosure system would be a legal and practical nightmare. Maybe that's true. But it's also true that system has been a nightmare for thousands of people who aren't slum landlords or irresponsible speculators. People like Shantae Fowler. The guy who bought Fowler's house at auction in September didn't get in touch with her for a little while. Then in November, she got a notice on her door. He evicted her a couple days after Thanksgiving.
I was okay up until me and my sister were somewhere. And I said to her, I was like, I just can't wait to get home and take a shower. And I was like, have a home.
Fowler has always worked, always supported herself. Now she's looking for any help she can get. She could certainly use the money Wayne County pocketed from selling her house. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.